Okay, she said, and took a pull from the bottle. Maybe Rudolph's handler had already put the assassin in place as a contingency measure, in case you got loose despite Rudolph's efforts. I shook my head. It makes more sense if the assassin was already there, positioned to remove Rudolph once he had served his purpose. Whoever his handler was, they would need a safety measure in place, a link they could cut out of the chain so that nothing would lead back to them. Only once Rudy calls them and tells them he isn't able to keep me locked up, they have the shooter switch targets. Which meant I had taken 3 bullets meant for Rudolph. Harry, Murphy asked, why are you laughing? I heard a joke yesterday, I said. I just got it. She frowned at me. You need some rest. You look like hell. And you're obviously tired enough to have gotten the giggles. Wizards don't giggle, I said, hardly able to speak. This is cackling. She eyed me askance and took a pull from her beer. She waited until I had laughed myself out before speaking again. You find out about Maggie yet? Sort of, I said, abruptly sobered. I think I know where she will be in the next few days. I gave her what we had learned about the Duchess's intentions, leaving out the parts where I committed a bunch of crimes like theft, trespassing, and vandalism. So, right now, I concluded, everyone's checking their contacts in Mexico while I'm talking to you. Susan? She asked. And Father Forthill, I said. Between them, they should be able to find out what's going on at Chichen Itza. Murphy nodded and asked casually, how's she holding up? I took another pull from the bottle and said, she thinks Molly has the hots for me. Murphy snorted. Wow! She must have used her vampire superpowers to have worked that one out. I blinked at Murphy. She stared at me for a second and then rolled her eyes. Oh, come on, Harry. Really? Are you really that clueless? I said, blinking. Apparently. Murphy shook her head and said, it's always staggering to run into one of your blind spots. You don't have many of them, but when you do, they're a mile wide. She shook her head. You didn't really answer my question, you know. I nodded. Susan's a wreck. Maybe more so because of the whole vampire thing. I don't know, Harry. From what you've said, I don't think you need to look any farther than the whole mommy thing. Could be, I said. Either way, she's sort of fraying at the edges. Like you, Murphy said. I scowled at her. What? She lifted an eyebrow and looked frankly at me. I started to get angry with her, but stopped to force myself to think. Am I? She nodded slowly. Did you notice that you've been tapping your left toe on the ground for the past 5 minutes? I frowned at her and then down at my foot, which was tapping rapidly to the point that my calf muscles were growing tired. No. I'm your friend, Harry, she said quietly, and I'm telling you that you aren't too stable yourself right now. Monsters are going to murder my child sometime soon, Murph. Maybe tonight, maybe tomorrow night. Soon. I don't have time for sanity. Murphy nodded slowly, then sighed, like someone setting down an unpleasant burden. So, Chichen Itza. Looks like. Cool. When do we hit him? I shook my head. We can't go all wild bunch on these people. They'll flatten us. She frowned. But the White Council won't be joining us, I said. I couldn't keep a bit of the snarl out of my voice. And, to answer your question, we're not sure when the ritual is supposed to take place. I've got to come up with more information. Rudolph, Murphy said thoughtfully. Rudolph. Someone who is a part of this, probably someone from the Red Court, is leaning on him. I plan on finding that someone and then poking him in the nose until he comes up with some information I can use. I think I'd like to talk to Rudolph, too. We'll start from our ends and work toward the middle again, then? Sounds like a plan. I waved at Mac and pantomimed holding a sandwich in front of me and taking a bite. He nodded and glanced at Murphy. You want a steak sandwich, too? I thought you didn't have time to be sane. I don't, I said. I don't have time to be hungry, either.